silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
And Easy Does It for openers on this silver platter session. As we feature Ray Anthony's fine trumpet work, here's the familiar Samba de Orfu from Ray's album Hit Songs to Remember. Sounds of a Sweet Happy Life there on the Samba de Orfu by Ray Anthony and Company from Ray's LP Hit Songs to Remember. Across the Atlantic we go for this one as we hear from the popular Chad and Jeremy, very listenable English duo. And from their album More Chad and Jeremy, here's September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. The spring is here, to me it's still September, that September. Heard you whisper, The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain. That September in the rain.
One of our top standards over the years, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, who knows how long ago, but it's an old one, all right, recorded by one of the hit groups of the 60s, Chad and Jeremy. September in the Rain, from the LP, More Chad and Jeremy. Well, now we'll reverse that combination of old standards sung by a young group. Here's something written by the famous Beatles songwriting team of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. It's played by a guitarist who's been around for a long, long time, along with being one of the most respected guitar players in the business. On his own seven-string guitar, which he designed himself back in 1939, here's George Van Epps to play And I Love Her. Slice it, good music is good music. And there you have the interesting combination of veteran guitarist George Van Epps playing a melody written by the two famous songwriting Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney. That was And I Love Her. And it's from an album by George Van Epps called My Guitar. Here's a collector's item. It's called Vintage Years, an album just recently released, which contains a lot of things not yet before released on LP, and I understand even one or two things never before released at all. But before we get to the sampling of the original King Cole trio, I thought we might bring back a few moments on tape that we had with Nat on the Silver Platter Show here. On one of my last visits with the late great artist, we talked about the trio. And I was telling Nat that I remember seeing the original King Cole Trio in a little club on, was it 8th and Normandy here
yes.
in L.A.?
It was called a 331 Club.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, how did all that come about? How did you get booked into the club, and is this where they...
Well, at the time, the trio was organized in 1937, and we played a lot of cocktail lounges around Los Angeles, and from one club to the other, and we finally ended up into 331 Club, which was in 1941. And that's when the trio began to build up a nice little following because a lot of the kids from UCLA and USC used to come by. It only held about 100 people.
Oh, yeah.
So 100 was capacity, which was good. And that's when I started recording. And that's when the trio became what you would say for that type of a group, which was strictly known as a cocktail unit, a commercial commodity. Because normally in those days, a piano player and a guitar player and a bass was strictly known as cocktail units. And we sort of broke that old cliche and moved into what you would say a commercial field by recording a song called Straighten Up and Fly Right.
And at this point in the interview, we had a little fun while talking about that song, which had been re-recorded for the Nat King Cole Story album. First of all, I mentioned that I thought this was Nat's very first nationwide hit.
I would say so, Jack. Back in 1944, when the record was released, and it turned out to be quite a big surprise to us all. Of course, I thought it was a cute song, but I didn't think it was going to do that.
It's your own song, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. I wrote the song, well, a year before that. And I just thought it was just something different because of the story angle.
And that story angle happened to be about a buzzard who took a monkey for a ride in the air.
Right, and the monkey thought that everything was on the square.
And then the buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back.
The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now, listen, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
Now, this is a song that Bobby Troup played for you before he'd even finished composing it, isn't that right?
That's right, Jack. He'd written part of it while actually driving from Chicago to Los Angeles.
And so, kicks on 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66.
And talk about kicks.
Now I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine.
Just a portion there of one of the many interviews I had the pleasure of doing with Nat Cole. That particular one to talk about the 3-volume Nat King Cole Story album. But now to the Vintage Years LP I mentioned a few moments ago. And this original track recorded August 6th, 1947 by the King Cole Trio. Remember this one?
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys jealous of me, 'cause I never take where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy, dowdy, that's me. She's a high-hat, baby, that's she. So I never take where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, for I never take where the gang goes. When I take my sugar, when I take my
sugar to tea.
The King Cole Trio, recorded in 1947. When I Take My Sugar to Tea. Jim Conkling was the producer on that one, and I see that the engineer on the date was my good friend Johnny Palladino. And the album, which has a lot of fine things in it, like Naughty Angeline, Frim Fram Sauce, and so many other great ones, is called The Vintage Years. Up-to-date sounds from the Cannonball Adderley Quintet with strings now on our Silver Platter show from Hollywood. And an album of great love themes. This particular track featuring brother Nat Adderley on trumpet. And here's The End of a Love Affair. End of a Love Affair. Nat Adderley featured on trumpet. The Cannonball Adderley Quintet with strings from an album of great love themes, Adderley style. Here's a well-known love theme from Black Orpheus, Morning of the Carnival. Again, the Cannonball Adderley Quintet with strings. Mañana de Carnaval, Morning of the Carnival. Great Love Themes, the title of the album. Again, the Cannonball Adderley Quintet with strings. Free album time again on the Silver Platter Show. First of all, outside of the USA, Kelvin Finch, a listener of Barbados Rediffusion in the West Indies. And back in the States, Frida Maria Woodstrand wins a free album for writing to say that she listens to KSID in Sydney, Nebraska.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Well, once again, with the sound of our closing theme, we'll say so long for the time being and hope you'll be with us again for our next show, and we'll have more good sounds from the albums and interesting guests for you to meet. Our engineer was George Irwin, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So long, so long, so long.
Thank you.